Hello everyone, my name is Krishna and I'm a radiographer by profession, a freelance writer on Fiverr, and I'm somewhat of a mental health enthusiast. So before we begin, I'll let you know my handles. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter as kblue, so that's kay_blue. And today we'll be talking about imposter syndrome. Now, like myself, I am sure that many of you have gone through this, I hope not, but you might go through this at some point in your life. Now, imposter syndrome, it's where you feel as though you're a fraud with regards to your accomplishments. You feel as though everything has been handed to you, or, you know, it's somewhat by a means of luck that you are where you are. And like I said before, mostly everyone experiences this at some point in their lives. And if you feel like a fraud, you're not alone. And you can definitely pull yourself out of that mindset. You can find resources or, you know, get the necessary help that you need to turn your life around, in essence. So that was my definition of imposter syndrome. However, I'll go ahead and give you somewhat of a textbook definition of what it is, and this is by Melody J. Wilding. She's a performance coach and a licensed social worker. Now, her definition is that imposter syndrome is a feeling of inadequacy, and you feel like an incompetent failure despite evidence that indicates you're skilled and quite successful. And these are just a few lies that we have somewhat been tricked into telling ourselves, that we're not deserving of where we are, or we just don't give ourselves enough credit. And in truth and in fact, we are deserving of everything that we have accomplished thus far. And I think it's really just, as I said before, it's just a lie that we've been tricked by the enemy to deter us from our truest potential, and we really have to hold ourselves by the lapel and say, listen, this isn't it. This isn't going to be my story. I'm going to find a way to get through this challenging time, to make it past this obstacle. Right? So we're going to talk about the five types of imposter syndrome that we might display unknowingly or knowingly. Now, if you're anything like me, I think this one fits perfectly, the perfectionist. And this is where you set extremely high goals for yourselves. And when you fail to reach a goal, you experience major self-doubt, worry about messing up. Whether you realize it or not, we can be somewhat of control freaks, feeling like if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. And even though hate is a strong word, but I strongly dislike this term, you become a micromanager, in essence, and that's not necessarily a good thing for anybody, because you take on a great load of responsibility, which can be stressful for you, and despite giving it your all and being successful, it's almost as though your achievements, they're still don't make you, you know, they don't give you that sense of fulfillment, because somewhere at the back of your mind you're thinking, oh, I could have done better. Maybe if I had done it this way, I would have gotten even a much, you know, greater result, or I could have achieved whatever it is with a smoother transition, right? And I'll go right into a scenario that I went through over the past year. I'm somewhat of a recent university graduate, so the working world is all new to me. Right, and in my first year, I found it rather difficult, because here I was showing up to work, you know, doing my best, or what I thought was my best, and somehow at the end of the day or the end of the week, I still felt as though I didn't belong. And looking back, I really wonder if... Well, I know for a fact it was a trick because my patients, they would say, oh, you know, you're doing a great job. You know, they had a good time, you know, great service, etc. But at the back of my mind, I felt as though I still wasn't giving it my all, you know. And daily, I just kept doubting myself. I would show up and everybody thought that everything's fine and dandy. You know, you're here, you're doing your job and it's so great. And looking back, a scripture comes to mind and it's 2 Corinthians 12 verses 8 to 10, especially 9, where it says, "And he said to me, that my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." And what this scripture says to me is that no matter how low you're feeling, how much you feel as though things aren't going your way, you should cast it all onto God and he will carry that burden for you. Put your trust in him. Try to shift your focus and think about all that God has brought you through and the infinite possibilities of what he can do for you. As 2 Corinthians 3 verses 4 to 6 says, "And such trust have we through Christ to Godward, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." And that right there is a word. This is saying to me that God has given us the capacity to do anything that we are set to do a given task. God would not have had placed us there without us having the pre-existing abilities, right? So if you find yourself in a situation where you're doubting yourself and you think, oh, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough, just reflect on this passage, right? You would not have embarked on this journey had it not been a part of God's plan for you. It is truly in these circumstances that we have to reflect and think to ourselves. We have to really realize that no one is perfect, right? And the only being that has perfection is our Heavenly Father. And we ought to celebrate the small ones, the big ones, because that's how you build momentum to say, hey, I am here for a purpose. And I am not living a lie. I belong here, right? And I will continue to take up space where the opportunity has presented itself for me. In the interest of time, I'll be only telling you about the 4 other types of imposter syndrome that you might go through. And these are the superwoman or superman. This is where you push yourself extremely hard as a way of compensating for where you think you are falling short. And this is oftentimes due to comparison, where you might be looking on someone else's life and you're saying, oh, they're doing everything that I want to be doing. How are they doing this? And you know, no matter how hard you try, it's like you can't measure up, so you push yourself harder and harder, but it still feels as though you don't belong. And as a result, you might find yourself staying later in the office. You might find yourself neglecting your hobbies, or you feel as though you haven't truly earned your title despite your many accolades, your accomplishments. And in turn, you become somewhat of a workaholic who thrives on the high of constantly pushing yourself, or the validation that comes from working. And, you know, thinking about this, it just reminds me of, you know, the saying, and I'm sure you all know this, a popular saying, that comparison is the thief of joy. It truly is, because here you are looking on somebody else's grass and you're saying, why is it so green, and you want to be there, and you're pushing yourself, and the whole time you're neglecting your true self. You're overworking yourself, and at the end of the day you're going to be extremely tired, burnt out, truly exhausted, and this takes away from your peace of mind. The third type is known as the natural genius, and this is where you think, well, it's often identified in the younger population where, because you are younger, things should come to you easier or naturally, in essence. So when you find that a task isn't, you can't get through it as quickly as you'd like, it's somewhat etched in your mind, and you're just constantly pushing yourself. Well, I have to get this. And as I said, you have to remember that you're a work in progress, and Rome wasn't built in a day. You truly have to go through things at your own pace, and beating up yourself really won't help you in the long run. Now, the fourth type is a soloist. And this is a person who feels as though asking for help really reveals that they're frauds. And I'm highly against this mindset. In no way does asking for help mean that you're weak or you're incapable. As humans, we thrive off being a community. So in asking for help, you will gain a certain skill set, or, you know, somebody might know something that you didn't think about or even dream to think about. And this really does add to your profile or portfolio. Right, so never be too scared to ask for help. Now, the last type is the expert. Now, the expert, you know, measure their competence based on what and how much they know or can do. Believing they will never know enough, they fear being exposed as inexperienced or unknowledgeable. I somewhat identify with this group as well, because you find yourself going above and beyond to acquire knowledge on certain topics so that you don't seem to be falling short in comparison to, you know, your co-workers or those in your cohort. No, this is truly unhealthy, and I'll give you guys some tips on how you can help to manage imposter syndrome or feeling like an imposter. Now, what you can do is you can talk to your mentors or somebody who has more experience than you. You know, they've been through the stage of life that you're in right now. Chances are they've gone through this very feeling or emotions, and they can give you pointers or tips on how to overcome, right? You can recognize your expertise or your strong set, right? Focus on that which you know how to do well and try to capitalize on that. Lastly, you should realize, and I am pressing on this because it is so true, you should realize no one is perfect, right? And life will throw many tasks and challenges at you, and you have to try to face them head on. You are more than capable of doing that which is right in front of you. Don't ever for a second doubt your abilities. And don't be scared to ask for help. You never know, as I said before, who might have experience with whatever you're going through, and they'll just be able to help you. As in closing, I'll be saying a short prayer. And I really do want to thank you guys for tuning in. And I truly hope that you'll take something from what I've said today and you'll apply it to your lives, and it will be of great help for you. Most righteous and eternal God, there is none that compares to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this opportunity to speak on that which affects your people, mighty God. Thank you for giving me this voice and my experiences so that I might be of help to those who truly need it, mighty God. Dear Lord, I pray that your people will realize and see, actualize their truest potential, mighty God. For you have not placed us in seats that we're not qualified for, mighty God. You knew us by name before we were formed in our mother's womb, Heavenly Father. You know that which we are capable of, mighty God. I pray that you help us to see that we are truly in positions that we are meant to be, mighty God. For you would not have brought us to this day had it not been a part of your divine plan, mighty God. For you said in your word, may everything good from God be given unto us, Heavenly Father. I thank you for life. I thank you for strength. I thank you for this opportunity, mighty God. And I pray that you'll continue to bless and guide your people. In your precious and holy name, I pray and say, Amen.